Going to find out all about a special initiative up in Swan Ward. It's the Swan Ward Lunch Club.
My name is Sarah Tyman and I'm the physiotech on Swan Ward. We look to encourage patients to come and eat together because we're trying to encourage them to socialise a bit more, because it gets a bit lonely on their own in their own base, and they tend to find that what they're doing is they're just sitting there and they don't talk to anyone.
Quite isolating.
It is very isolating.
Elsie Smith.
Okay, Elsie, nice to see you. Look, you enjoyed your food there. That's very nearly empty.
Very nice.
What did you have?
chicken casserole, I think.
Lovely. And what do you think of the idea of coming together at lunchtime?
Nice idea.
Sitting, having a conversation.
Yeah, very nice idea. Especially when you live on your own.
And what we're looking to do is to really get them used to being with people again, and also being a bit more mobile. As a physio team, we're always looking to find ways to encourage patients to move around the ward, and then we can let them get them more confident to get themselves home again.
And this is a really simple idea, but really effective.
Very effective. And what we do is we link it in with another group that we do on a Tuesday, which is an exercise group. So anyone we get to the exercise group, we then invite them to the lunch club. So they're always involved in something and socialising.
Hello, I'm Lynn Brown.
And are you enjoying your dinner today?
I certainly am.
What have you had?
The ham salad.
Nice. And do you think it's much nicer sitting, you know, at a table rather than being sort of in your bed eating?
Yes. And meeting people and speaking to people. Yeah, it's a lot nicer.
Yeah, I'd actually started it on Maple Ward a year ago and got it going there just before Christmas. And sadly, I had to move on to another ward. So what I wanted to do was then try and introduce it on another ward. And hopefully we'll look to expand it and move it across all the wards. Okay. It'd be a good idea to do. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they say. Only the echoes of my mind. Hello,
nice to see you. And what's your name?
Bertha Walter.
Okay, and you've finished your food already, have you?
Yes, it's very
it must be
nice.
Good then if you've eaten it all. Empty plates.
Enjoyed it. Well, the funny thing is, it's my husband's birthday.
So
we're celebrating it here.
So this is a birthday party then, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what he's doing, but I'm enjoying it myself.
As long as you're enjoying it, that's the main thing.
Boy, enough, I'm full up.
What we're looking to do is involve all staff on the wards.
Hi, my name's Jessica Thiel. I'm one of the doctors on Swan Ward. I'm going to try and come along and see patients and try and feed the patients that are unable to feed themselves. And it's good to just have a chat and get to know patients as humans rather than just people in each bay. Patients involved as possible. We've got the table in the middle of the bay for the ones that are able to walk and come in, and then we put it in the dementia bay so that they have the stimulus as well. One of the patients loves singing, so yeah.
My old man to follow the van, do dilly dally on the way.
You got a fun upon the bank of the sorry little way.
My old man, follow the van, and don't dilly dally on the way.
My name is Lady Sivia Denon, and I'm a volunteer for St. Peter's Ashford Hospital. I set the table, I bring the food, the patients talk to each other, and once a week it gets them out of their bed so that they can see what it'll be like when they go home.
Absolutely. So it's, I guess, aiding their recovery as well, you know, just a simple thing, sitting around a table and having a meal together.
and seeing and talking to other people. Yes.
I'm sure you've heard about the PJ paralysis that we're doing another project, which is encouraging patients to actually sit out in their own clothes. And again, that's something we're looking to incorporate within the lunch club and the exercise group. So if they get up and they're out in their own clothes, they feel as though they're getting better. And that's what we're trying to encourage.
A lot of this is about dignity, isn't it, as well, I suppose, and treating people like humans.
Yes, yeah. It is. That's right. And that they remember that they're not patients anymore. They're actually people just that have had an injury of some kind and need to get out there and start getting better. So I'm coming back today, walking back to happiness. I flew away.
Walking back to happiness with you. Jean McKenna, and I live in Ashford.
And your pudding there, what's that you've got there? Ice cream.
Ice cream. I think everybody has ice cream.
Well, we're in the summer. It's ice cream weather, isn't it? And what do you think about this idea of sitting in a table in the ward and eating your dinner?
Oh, it was marvellous. It makes you out of where you are and move. Well, for me, it moved me somewhere else. And I'm with people, you know, I like to be with people.
As you get older, patients' appetites change. And what we were finding was that patients were faced with a whole plate of food and actually they stopped eating. And what it was the problem is that they're overfaced with food. So we looked at incorporating a new idea, which was we brought in a smaller plate. And so then that way, what we do when we ask them what they want to eat, we also say to them, do you want the normal size plate or a smaller plate?
So it's and choices then.
It is. Yeah. It's choices. And then by giving them that choice, they can have the smaller plate. And you find they actually eat it all, which again is encouraging them to eat. And we're very strong on nutrition at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, hospital food traditionally gets a bit of a bad press, but looks like things are changing.
Yes, and they've all come, you know, whenever they eat at the table, they actually eat most of their food and they actually say they enjoy it. Okay. And I think that's another thing, you know, when you're socialising, you don't realise you're eating at the same time. And then before you know it, you've finished all your food. And that's a good thing.
Yes, so, you know, getting together and having a meal with people and getting conversation going, it's not just about what you're eating, it's about the surroundings as well.
It is. Yeah. It's all about that. Yeah. And also what we're looking to do is get relatives involved so they know what's happening and that they can see that their family is getting better. There is a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue, and it's my mind, and there's no time. I'm Sally Hicks.
Hello, Sally. Have you enjoyed your food today?
I always enjoy my food here.
Good.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm very always worried that I'm going to miss it because I tend to fall asleep quite a lot.
Oh. Well, there's no chance of falling asleep today because they've got lots of people to sort of nudge you to wake you up.
I'm planning on being regular.
Excellent.
And I just hope that it all lasts and grows. And so, I mean, it's nice meeting people from other wards. I mean, it's like alien culture, isn't it? You know, you're from another ward.
Oh, it's been really good. What we found is a lot of patients who first of all said, well, not really sure, but we've encouraged them to come to the club, have actually said, oh, do you know, I really enjoyed that. I didn't appreciate how much fun it could be. And also they've actually said, well, by sitting and eating with others, I've eaten all my food and I didn't think I would do that. So it's engaging them.
Yeah. I know, particularly with some of the elderly people in the wards, you know, if they're in bed all day and not moving, you know, that leads to all sorts of problems, doesn't it?
It does, that's right. And that's why we wanted to do this, because what we find is when they're staying in their own beds, they stop eating. Mm-hmm. They become less active and they become more reliant on staff. So what we're wanting to do is to get them more active.
Yeah.
So that's why we encourage them to walk to the table. So from each bay, we get them eating again because they haven't been, because they're suddenly involved with other people and they're socialising and they're eating the food without realising it. So we're improving on their nutrition, and for well-being also, it makes them feel a bit better in themselves.
Absolutely.
And they start smiling again.
Yes, and you know, lead to better sort of mental health as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. It leads to a lot of good stuff. And then what we do is that, having done all that, and when they get back to their own base, we document this so that the relatives can then see what they've been doing, and we can actually make a difference with their eating as well as their mobility. And also it's nice to involve the relatives and the doctors, because it's great to have a group of you around.
Hello, what's your name?
Joan Wilshire, and I'm from Chelmsford in Essex.
Oh, okay, you've come a long way today,
didn't you? I know.
It's travelled. And what have you had today?
What do I have? What is this?
Looks like peas and pasta.
Whatever it was, it was very, very nice. And all the food has been lovely. And they all do so much to help you. Couldn't wish for anything better. It's lovely here.
Do you like the idea of all coming together at lunchtime? And
I think it's a very good idea, actually. Yeah, I do. Very good. You know, it gets you a chance to chat away and talk about things. And no, I think it's a very good idea. until I came up here, I've been sitting in my chair by my bed, so I didn't talk to anybody very much.
Yeah, so now you've got the chance to catch up or a conversation then.
I have to, yeah.
It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown.
I'm Aileen McLeish and I'm the chairman of the Trust. It's fantastic and it's great to see the patients all being very lively, engaging with each other and being able to socialise with each other. A hospital can be a very alienating environment, so with the help of the staff, getting them all together and making these friendships is helping them with their recovery. So I think it's a fantastic idea. I think the occupational health people, this is a way of getting people mobilised in a fun way, but actually integrating it in with things that need to happen, like by eating. And actually, the more people are socialised, the more they're mobilised, the better their recovery. So there is a sort of clinical underpin to this.
It doesn't come across as medical. It comes across as fun.
And that's the point, you know. Everyone is a human and everyone has their own way of recovering, and this allows people to sort of engage in their own way. And it's not compulsory. People don't want to join in, they don't have to. But I think it really helps. It'd be great if we could do something like this in other wards. I know other wards are doing something similar. So Dickens, I was hearing, at Ashford have done something similar. It's an opportunity. Absolutely.
Very, very nice hospital. They look after us very well. And I think to
myself, what a wonderful world. Such a great idea from the Swan Ward there, the lunch club. And just a simple thing like bringing the table out at lunchtime every Thursday and encouraging patients to gather together and have conversation.